Welcome to the latest Progress with Unity podcast. It's a good evening from me.
Good evening,
Gareth. how are we this evening?
Well, very well, thank you very much. Yeah.
Good stuff.
On the back of a rather good result.
It was an excellent result.
No spoilers, Gareth.
It was an excellent result. Si, have you recovered from your Valentine's Day trip out?
Yeah. Was no massacre either.
No. Stuck in the roadworks.
Yeah. Didn't go the wrong way, though.
Well, we'll come to that later on, shall we? Some people went the wrong way. Adam?
Hello. You alright?
Yeah.
Didn't make any of the games, which is weird, but...
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah. So...
There you go. Rob?
Good evening.
Yeah, what have you been up to? Been wrestling or anything?
Well, no, I've just actually... Well, been working all day, but in between, been renewing my insurance with AXA.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Do you get a good deal?
Belting. Yeah, cracking. I have to wrestle with them, though.
I bet you did. Just be careful you'll get tied up to them, though. That's the
thing. Do you get any free toys with that?
God. Are you coming for Whiplash?
I think so, yeah. Had the change in the law, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What about rear ending?
You're definitely going to keep caught me.
No, that's one of the best starts to the podcast ever.
Right then, okay. We've had some games to look back on, so. Let's start off with the Fulham game, Gareth. Have you got some stats from Craven Cottage for us?
Yes, the stats from the game, Fulham versus Wigan Athletic. Possession, 74% to Fulham and 26% to the Latics. Attempts, Fulham 11, Wigan 7. On target, Fulham managed 7, the Latics just 4. Corners, 4 to Fulham and 2 to Wigan Athletic. Passes, 770 to Fulham. And only 283 to Wigan. Accurate passes. 87% to Fulham, 67% to Wigan. Wigan were caught offside twice. Fulham not at all. Fouls committed, 9 to Fulham, 14 by Wigan Athletic. Fulham got 1 yellow card. The Latics 2, no red cards. And sadly we lost 3-2.
Sadly we did, last minute as well. Adam has a theory about this, hasn't he, why we got stung up last minute.
Not enough of the ball, chasing shadows, and you can't keep a solid, you can't expect to keep solid shape for 90 minutes, fully concentrated, without any of the ball. See it there, over 770 passes by Fulham. That's the most I've heard from stats wise. And yeah, it's cost us in the last minute by maybe not being as switched on as we might have been if we'd maybe dominated a bit more of the game.
I would counter that with possession based football is dead.
Oh?
Yeah. Right. If you'll all top teams in Europe now for me, counter attack. Well, look, Paris Saint Germain last night. I know that they was on the front foot a lot, pressed a lot. But once there was like a couple of goals up, hit them on the counter.
What happens if both teams hit on the counter? Who's got the ball? They're just living in the centre circle.
Well, I think one team usually has to protect the game to another. If you're behind in a game, usually the case. But yeah, I think possession-based football's at its day. But I'm not saying that's not the reason we lost.
Right, so this the Dortmund model as brought in by Klopp, you think is the way forward?
I think there's been a lot of statistics back it up this year with teams having less possession and winning. It's what you do with that percentage.
That's
what
the thing,
got,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's all right having tippy-tappy football at back, but it's what you're doing with it.
But I still think that the percentage of possession there is a bit extreme, isn't it? Would you not agree to that?
I think it's good. When we was winning the game 2-1, that's when we should have been passing it about a bit, keeping possession, making them whip the ball, make them chase it for a bit. And I agree with Adam there, that's where we should be keeping it. Where, you know, you don't really have to whip them, you're winning 2-1, aren't you? But, you know, I think, You've got to be better in that area. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Comes down to game management, which we've mentioned in recent weeks, haven't we? Under Joyton. You think if we could have managed the whole game a bit better, we might have had that. Because it's literally the last second, isn't it, when Fulham score. Mm. We could have managed that game better. And maybe we need to do what we did last night, scoring the 88th minute. Surely nothing can go wrong then.
Yeah. Was anybody surprised with the selection, though? We finished off against Norwich the way we finished the game, and I know we were set up, and then we made changes. I thought we'd have gone with...
I called the team sheet. I said Perkins is the weir.
You did, yeah.
I knew he could sort of predict what he's sort of going to do, and could win that great game against Norwich. So, and he brought Perkins back in, but Perkins, you could say, was all for the first goal. Letting the guy pass him on the byline and an easy tapping. He should have at least fouled him before he got into the box.
I'm not surprised by team selections anymore. I give over trying to second guess them, but you would think that the sort of team what finished well the second half against Norwich probably would start the game after, considering we played very well. And we looked a threat that second half, I think, but
we still, I mean, having said all that, we was unlucky not to win the game, never mind lose it, weren't we, on with us being in front with like 15 minutes to go, weren't there, when they equalised.
Yeah.
And you think, like we're saying, like Sam mentioned, Gareth, about time game management, that we should be able to manage games right with 15 minutes to go when we're in front.
It's a nice theory. It's a very nice theory. I mean, you're talking about game management, you can look at it the other way around, you know. I mean, Fulham's own goal. They were all looking at themselves thinking, bloody hell, what have we done, type of thing. But it's the pressure created by our attack and attacking players that's created that situation. And the same with the last minute, you know. I mean, they're giving it all they can, in the, you know, with the crowd baying at the back of them and all the rest of it. These things happen. You know, we've had enough of them in the past, haven't we, for us and against us.
I think it's a disappointing result considering the position we were in throughout the game, to be behind early on and then end the game behind, and for that middle period, score wise we controlled the game, possession wise we didn't, but you know, we were ahead, maybe we rode our luck in places and stuff like that, but who doesn't? And it's one of them that you come away disappointed, because it does feel more than not achieving the 3 points, or at least a point. You know, it was a really bitter blow to lose it so late on. You know, it was right on the dot, wasn't it? There was no...
Yeah. Well, it was super kicked off and they blew the whistle, didn't they? So yeah.
That point, could really cost us that at the end of the season. That's the thing. I mean, we won't know yet, will we? But these are the sort of points what you've got to... You've got to be grinding out. I was speaking to Gareth before, it was... Look at the Ipswich game, Norwich, Fulham, all games we was leading with not long to go, and we somehow, well, we lost two of them, completely chucked it away.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the last three games, 9 points available, and we've got, how many points have we got? One, haven't we? Whereas we've lost against Sheffield Wednesday when
scabby goal.
They were no better.
Yeah, Norwich.
And then we drew in Norwich, and obviously lost against Paul. If we'd got a point from each of them games, we'd be already bottom three now.
No, I look at it this way. After the United game, we had the games come up against Sheffield Wednesday, Norwich, Fulham and Wolves. If someone had told me you'd get a draw in every single one of those games, I'd took that. And with a win last night, we've got 4 points from those four games. And I know that's a very positive way of looking at it, but that's a really tough run of games, especially with Wolves spending so much money and having quality players. And the other three, you don't even need to explain how good they are, because they've all got money to spend. So I think we've come out of this. If we hadn't won last night, I'd have been a bit worried. But we've come out of this quite well, and the gap's closing. And
yeah, exactly. The way results went, they didn't go for us on Saturday, did they? By a stretch of imagination, but last night results went for us, and how tight it's become, that's reflected in the odds, which I'll bring in later on. But it has, you know, Wolves aren't out of it by any stretch of the imagination now.
Well, we're only 6 points off them, aren't we?
Yeah. So it's a funny game, football.
Forest as well.
So it's a game against Burton and Brentford that we were winning before this run of games that we need to start winning.
Yeah.
Saturday, Preston at home, Birmingham away,
Blackburn
away, QPR away. These are the ones that this is where we get into a period where we need to start.
It was last season, wasn't it? You know, we had to hit a run of form at some point. Okay, we're going for a different goal this season, which is just to stay in this league, but it's got to happen sooner rather than later. It's in our hands now. The teams have all been pulled in towards us. It's tight. We need to now just try and make that step up, because I think psychologically, if we can get up above that dotted line for a run of games, what psychological effect that's going to have to the lads going into training on a Monday, knowing what they've done is, you know, it's working, and just trying to create a gap, because it only takes, you know, one. Last, say Saturday we were 6 points adrift or something like that. Now we're into within three. It's funny how quickly it can turn around.
Look at Cardiff; they're in 12th now. 12th, we've got over 40 points, and they were in it with us a few weeks ago, and they've been on a little bit of a run. We've got two or three wins in like four games, and it looks like they're out of it now.
Yeah,
so it's just it's this run of games that we need to.
But Cardiff go under Warnock, we know what type of football they play, don't they? They put pressure on and they have a go.
Who's look at Barnsley last year? Yeah, you know, they were in the bottom few, Barnsley, and now where are they?
And look at Barnsley's team now. They lost the best players to Aston Villa, and they spanked them 3-1 last night. It's that little bit of luck and that. Creating your own luck and
completed the West Midlands, haven't they, Barnsley?
Because I'd say, looking on paper, our team's no worse than Barnsley's is right now. They're playing a certain way that makes them hard to beat, and they get those goals, a bit like Preston. And it's what we start finding those goals, especially from open play. I know we scored off a corner last night. But we need to start.
Jacobs scored on Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah, it was refreshing to see that Jacobs has scored. It's been since August, and it was a good work goal. And I'd like to see more of those sort of goals.
It's been a letdown for me this season, Jacobs, massively.
He's worked hard, hasn't he? The effort's been there, but like I say, it's the quality, isn't it?
I mean, he's had so many. He's got into. What it is, he gets into great positions and then messes it up. He's done it countless times this season, and
but what's the difference between last season and this season? Because
I don't think it's just confidence, Barry.
Just a bit of mentalness.
Yeah, but last season when you're winning games and you're playing well and you're chipping in with odd goal.
What did he get last season? 10.
He was nearly. Yeah,
he got like 10 goals, though. 10 assists,
and he were out for nearly 3 months. Wasn't
he? He's a great player. And I think it's the way we've been on the back foot most of the season's played a part in not being as contributing.
We've not had
the ball. When we were playing that free flowing system, it suited him to the ground, and now we're playing in a system where there's Jacobs and a striker and the rest of them are central midfielders, and it's sort of, when you rely on someone so much, they can sort of when he's part of a good team and a solid.
His celebration was awful.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? I wonder if that's how he's picked his injury up, because obviously he's injured now, isn't it? He's going to be out for a while.
Is it?
I hope it's not going to be a while.
It's on his hamstring.
I know Joyce hinted that it could be. He didn't really know what it was. Yeah.
Best thing about Saturday was we had the chance to rectify quickly.
We did,
Star morale.
Yeah, because we have Wolves on Tuesday, anyway.
Yeah.
Which we'll move swiftly on to then. So Wolves, Fulham away.
It's a bit of blow, isn't it?
We never win though. Never do we? When was last time we won?
Team as well.
Was it Rodallega? Back in day.
Henry Kamara.
Yeah.
I should have probably mentioned it earlier. The first goal was a cracker for me. Sometimes you've got to say, well, what a cracking goal. The lad who run down the right hand side and cut across. I don't know who it was, but what play, superb play. If that had been a Wigan lad, I'd have made up with it. That's what Jacob should be doing.
Yeah.
But again, when people, just before we do move on, people are saying, you know, you said you were disappointed, but you didn't say he was a bad player. Some people are saying he's a bad player, he's not up to this level. But what's the difference between putting a ball into the box in League One and putting a ball into the box in the Championship? What's the difference?
Nothing.
There's not, is there?
I think with the goals what he got last year, I think he was beating men. No, I think at this level, maybe the, you know, it's a little bit harder to to beat a man. You've not got as much space in them good areas, and maybe he's just finding that a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. But again, we've got less possession than what we had last season by a mile. There was 500-600 passes in a game last season. Our average is what, about 250-300 in the last few games. So we're seeing he's having half as many touches.
It could be due to fatigue in games, couldn't it?
Yeah, but that's it. Squad's not that big.
Wasn't that big.
Quality in depth, really. And then he's not had a lot to wear, Matt, has he, really? No. We've had Grigg up top on his own for majority of the season. So difficult for him, really.
Right, Gareth. Tuesday night. Down in the Black Country.
Down in the Black Country.
Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Wigan Athletic. Have we got some stats?
Yes, the stats from the said game. Possession. Wolverhampton Wanderers managed 59% and Wigan 41% attempts. Wolves 9, Wigan 4. On target, Wolves managed 3 and Athletics 2. Corners. Wolves had 5, Wigan 4. Passes. A little more even. 481 to Wolves and 338 to Wigan. Accuracy of passes, 72% to Wolves, 60% to the Latics. Wolves were caught offside once, the Latics not at all. Wolves committed 15 fouls, Wigan 17 fouls. They got 2 yellow cards, we got 2 yellow cards. They got no reds, we got no reds. They got no goals, and we got one.
Hey. Now, I didn't go, unfortunately, because it was Valentine's Day, and I had to spend it with the missus.
You are romantic.
But, I mean, I was sat in a room on my own anyway, listening to Ash Orton on the radio, and I don't know if you can back this up, Simon, but he said, for the first 85 minutes, it was 85 minutes of his life, he's never going to get back again.
Yeah, whether you listen to it on the radio or see it in real life, it was possibly the worst. You can't sleep. You really had to just wake up for that last 5-10 minutes to see some action. It was, well, I'm sure I snoozed off at some point. I didn't realise the overtime came on.
And obviously Boddle went off, and again Ash commented on his lack of control last night. Rob, he said he was he felt he was finding it tough to control the ball. Now, I don't know if that was down to the pitch or perhaps it's coming in on a rush of adrenaline coming into the club, and then that's worn off a bit and he's finding it a bit pacey for him, shall we say.
It's an interesting one. I think probably we'll realise how good his touches over the next sort of half a dozen games. I mean, I thought in the first game against
Norwich,
I didn't think his touch was great anyway, to be honest. But he looks like very awkward players to play against. He's got that in him where you don't know what he's going to do. Does he know what he's kind of doing? Do you remember you used to have that feeling about Ellington?
Yeah, I was going to mention Ellington.
Yeah, it's a bit of a comparison with that. You think he can do something brilliant here, or he can do something a bit, you know,
fall on his ass.
Yeah, I remember the first bit in what I was impressed with in that Norwich game where He was on like the half turn, used his body really well, did all the hard work, and then like cocked it up. But there's definitely a player in there. And I think, I mean, I was a bit sceptical about his signing at first. I think it's, oh, is he going to be another one of these what come and just sort of sit on bench for a bit, go out on loan next season, and we don't probably see him for half a dozen games. But I think what I've seen so far, I think, you know, it's given me a bit of confidence that we might especially if we went down next season. I think it'd be brilliant.
It'd be brilliant.
It was funny, the 4-4-2 brigade been shouting out, haven't they, for this 4-4-2, two up front for a centre back to get the winner.
Absolutely, yeah.
Doesn't matter where they come from, does it?
It doesn't.
I'm not in any brigade or anything, but I agree with Joyce in the fact that we don't have the quality to play four in midfield and two up top and create sufficient chances to get the ball to him. Now, I understand why we have that extra midfielder, because it means we can sort of a bit more solid as a team, and having that extra strike up front is another person maybe stood there waiting for the ball, and obviously us not having the ball. So I think I agree with it. If we make it work, this system he wants to play, then I would prefer to go with that than two up front.
Gareth, then you come. It's not about having one up front, a two up front, a three up front. I think it's about supporting whoever's up front.
Yeah.
With whoever.
And this formation should be able to do that, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I liked his words. I liked the words he used in his interview, Warren Joyce. We defend as a team, and we attack as a team.
Yeah.
You know, we're a team. And that team ethic is...
We don't know, do we? I think that's some of our problem, that we don't attack as a team, we attack as an individual.
Yeah, I think we certainly defend as a team.
We are defenders as a team.
I think we look really good as a unit against Burton, Forest, United for a big part of that, the first half.
44 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way we kept a brilliant shape, and that's what disrupted, that's why United looked pretty average. We plugged all the gaps, we pressed at the right time, we didn't give them any time on the ball. So I think we do defend well as a team, but it's going back to that, supporting the striker when he's got it, and we've not done that so well, and that's reflected on our shots on target.
Yeah, you need your midfielders to run past the striker as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can lay the ball off to them.
It's Perkins, McDonald, Morsi, Power midfield. You need Morsi and Power supporting the attack. And you have Perkins and McDonald there for security. Surely that's how it should be working. Yeah. But it seems like Power and Morse just like just want them to go on, get that run to the box, but they never seem to do it.
I've always said this, we should be able to play. Yeah, I think we should be able to play more than one system comfortably. I think we should be able to play with two up top, one up top. I think we should have at least three systems we can use throughout the system, season. Mm-hmm. But that might come, certainly there's from the Joyce, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be more fluid, doesn't it? Like, it was always, I always found it fluid. I'm going back to Martinez again, but his last season with us, not this last season, the season before the last one, and everything seemed to click. The fluidity of that team was just something else, and I think we got spoiled a little bit with that. And that's what I'm looking for all the time, to see that when Maloney interacts with Santos.
We're interchanging from three a lot, didn't we?
Yeah. It was a joy to watch that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we're a lot more rigid than what we was, definitely. And I think that's sort of reflected in how we set up.
But, like everybody's saying, we went to Wolves and we came away with 3 points.
Who cares?
snatching ground.
As Gareth says, it's that what comes in the end column that matters at the end of the day. It's those 3 points. Mm. And after Saturday, it's a good way to bounce back. You know, the mood in the camp will be good ahead of Preston's Cup final on Saturday.
Aye. And those 3 points of what we picked up last night has put the pressure on Burton, hasn't it?
It's gotten everyone in, really. Bristol. Yeah.
Bristol City have been...
Everyone up to 14th is in risk. I mean, Birmingham on 40 points, they can't buy a win, can they, really? If they keep losing like they are, because they've been awful since the new manager came in.
And big clubs don't know that.
Villa as well.
Villa. I think they'll be all right. Villa. I think Steve Bruce will manage to get...
But you can't see us, Blackburn and Burton, turning over enough points for drag them into it, can you? Which is one of that's weapon.
Yeah,
that's the thing, innit? I'd probably say you're looking at maybe your bottom 5 or 6.
Yeah, up to about what, Forest or just the QPR, perhaps.
I think there's one. Yeah,
definitely Blackburn, us, Burton.
I think Wolves at 18. Yes. Rotten beaten them last night. They're on 35 points, so they're certainly in the bottom end mix, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forest, Villa, are they above it on 36?
That's only a point, isn't it? So I'd say not. So it's probably up to there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting times. How many games have we got left? 16, is it?
15.
45 points to play for. 45 points. It'll be exciting towards the end of the season, isn't it? I'd like to see us comfortable more before then. I don't want any last-day dramas.
Why not? Heading away, let's score a last minute winner for Stirling.
Scenes.
On the pitch.
Warren Joyce's blue and white army. Not heard that thing out yet.
No.
It's coming.
It is. It is. So is Easter.
Wait till we pop those balloons on Saturday.
No, on the Preston North End.
Well, before we get to Preston, there's a bit of news coming this week. One of our favourite young sons, Luke Burke, has gone off to Barrow on loan. A bit of a surprise to me.
We wheeled him off to Barrow.
Oh. Yes. Nice pun there, Adam. Yeah, but I actually was surprised to it because I thought he'd done really well early season at right back, and he just disappeared, didn't he?
Mm.
And it was a bit strange. And the other strange thing is, I thought the window had shut.
Emergency
loan.
Is it not
emergency loan?
Is that what it says?
Or is it not a deal because you can still play for our under 23s as well? That's what the statement said.
Oh, was it?
So he can still play for us, so I don't know. With it being National League, whether it's...
Yeah. It's not going to do him any harm, is it?
No, he's not
playing.
Good team, Barrow. Good team, doing well.
Yeah, it's quality. I think it's quality, that lad.
It is.
It's absolute quality.
Bit of career development, isn't it?
See, John Flores did well for Blackpool as well at weekend. Mm-hmm. Scored a goal.
Good goal as well.
Man of the match, mm-hmm. up at Carlisle. Yeah.
Lucy scored too, didn't he?
And
get him back.
Basically, Wigan beat Carlisle.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
She's always good. Like to beat Carlisle.
Oh, what a place that is, isn't it? Yeah. Oh great.
They'd be good to play them next season, wouldn't it? Not playing for years, would it?
Carlisle, no, I don't want to be playing them.
I don't want to, but I mean, it'd be nice consolation.
That's twice you've said that, Robert.
If we could, well, it's a possibility. We're bottom three. I'm only real.
Well, suddenly last week Rob said he thought we were doomed.
I've been saying it for weeks.
Weeks and weeks. Right, Saturday then. This is the game that
Preston can't wait for.
Yeah, all of the north of Wigan have been rubbing their hands for, isn't it, for the past few months. Preston coming down to Wigan.
They're having a mediocre season, so it's like. That's one of the only things we can get really excited about. I
mean, yeah. Cup final, innit?
Yeah.
Well, you say that. There's only 7 points off a playoff spot.
Yeah. No chance.
I know they've no chance.
It'll be 10 after Saturday.
But it's like a... If you're a supporter of a team and you're in that mid-table area and, you know, relegation's... It's not even a threat, is it, for them, relegation? But you can see, if you put a run together, you've got a chance of sneaking into the playoffs. It keeps your season alive, doesn't it? So it's good for them for that, but it's not like Rob says, it's not be after Saturday.
Yeah, all over Saturday.
They're not going to see a proper ground as well.
Yeah. Anyway, the referee, as I always like doing, the ref watch. Yeah, it's Chris Cavanagh, no relation to Graham. He's done 28 games this season, 99 yellows.
We've had him, haven't we, this season?
We have, yeah. And he's done two refs. Not two reds. Refs, he's two reds. All this bloody wrestling. Anyway, he refed us just the one time this season, and that was the home game against QPR when they beat us 1-0.
Yeah, the manure scored.
Now, against Preston, we've not got the best of records, although it's not that bad. We've played them 44 times, we've won 14, we've drawn 13, and they've beaten us 17 times.
Jason Roberts.
That League Cup performance still haunts me. Mid-90s when we lost 4-1. Bad times.
And I remember playing them on the 1st of April down at Springfield Park. Sonny Pennock threw the ball in because he thought he had a free kick, and he didn't have a free kick. And I don't know who's up front for Preston, but he just stuck the ball in the net and the ref gave it, and they beat us 1-0.
I remember getting coins thrown at my head when I was ball boy, early 90s. Lancashire Cup, pre-season, bog rolls. You know, do you remember them little yellow benches, ball boys?
Yeah.
Back at net.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hit with about 300 coins.
I bet you made a couple of quid though, didn't you?
I threw some back.
Yes, Robert.
Gareth, what's off the former North Ending? Boom.
Sorry, I just lost my nuts.
Approximately.
Sorry. Preston, the form, the current form, last six games, they've won two, the two most recent games, both at home, beating Brentford 4-2 and Birmingham City last night, I think, 2-1. Prior to that, they'd drawn three and lost just one.
So,
yeah.
Not too bad, really.
No.
Not too bad at all.
No.
As you said, they've sat in 10th position, having played 32 with 48 points. So the seven behind the playoff spots.
Are they just below Barnsley, just above Barnsley?
Just below Barnsley, just ahead of Derby County and Cardiff.
Aye. We actually have the best form in the bottom half of the table, haven't we? Over the past six games, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or is it since the turn of the year, isn't it? We've got the best form.
For the bottom half of the table.
Mm. So, yeah. How do you see it going, Gareth? Saturday.
Well, I hope it's better than the last performance against Preston, which was a nightmare for me. It was actually my birthday. We played Preston in Preston. Mm. If you remember on the podcast, I told you about the fighting in the street, which was disgusting. So that wasn't a very memorable night, performance-wise or
afters,
really. So I'd like to put that to bed. I'd love to see us win back-to-back wins.
Yeah,
love to.
Brilliant. Is that what you're going for then?
Yep.
Aye.
Si? I'll start off for someone, so if that's all right.
Yes,
we talked about relegation earlier before, weren't we? Bookies have got Rotherham nailed on. I mean, I can't see them getting
out. Bets are off.
Yeah. Blackburn 5-6, Burton 10-11, us at 11-8, followed by Bristol at 11-2. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as not a win does to you.
Yeah. So and wrong then, bookies, aren't they?
Yep. Outrights for Saturday. We're at 13-8. Nobender at 2-1. The draw 23-10. First goal scorer is Bogle at 5-1. You know what the bookies are like, though. Anyone who scores is.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't look at Bucko, you know. But anyway. Hugh Gill 6-1. Grigg 6-1. Jermaine Beckford, the Chav 15-2. And Overtime 9-1. Nice to see him get a bit of a run out if he's hitting a bit of fitness.
Mm.
So, the results, 1-0 Wigan, 7-1, 2-1, 10-1, and a 2-0, which I fancy us for, is at 12-1, which I still feel a bit nervy about, even if we do score two in the last minute, because I think you never know what happens with Celtics. The draws, 1-1, 11-2, 0-0, 15-2, and 2-2 is 18-1.
Oh.
Nobend 1-0 15-2, 2-1 11-1, and 2-0 14-1.
So your double there will be Overton and 2-0 Athletics?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's get a pound on that.
Yeah.
Well done, Si. Adam?
Double Bogle for me.
Yeah.
2-0. Easy as that.
Have you any fears from Preston?
Fears, masks. Just them being scrappy, really. Just getting like rubbish goals and just umping it over the top and getting a jammy goal. That's the only thing fears me about Preston. Apart from that, the only thing that fear me is 4,500 Simon Graysons. That's about it, really.
Are they bringing a master?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Why are they bringing masks?
Not a clue.
Because they're all ugly.
Yeah. They must be if they were in a Simon Grayson mask.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Rob?
I hate these men. And I hope we stuff them.
1-0.
We're gonna beat these. I'm confident. We're going to do them. Big town.
Yeah. Do you think we'll go 4-4-2?
I think it might surprise us, you know. I think we're going to go for this. I don't think we'll be sitting back. This is a game we're more than capable of winning. They're not that good at football, these men, are they?
No.
Rubbish fans.
Yeah.
Rubbish town.
Yeah.
What city?
Oh.
Tim Potts.
Town. It's a town.
City.
It's a city.
It's got a city status, but it's a town.
Tim Potts. If you're listening, you're Tim Potts. Yeah. 3-0.
Yes.
Like it. Yeah, I like
our statue is better than yours.
Yeah,
isn't it? Did you know he broke his leg?
What's Tom Finney ever done?
In fact, it's...
Sorry.
I will have a bit of respect for Tom Finney.
No.
Because a couple of years ago, he died around this time, veered into. And I was due to do an interview. He was on a FA Cup run, I think, at the time. I was due to do an interview on Talk Sport, which got pulled due to the passing of Tom Finney.
Oh,
Just thought I'd share that.
That was 3 years ago then.
I remember...
4 years ago.
They did a minute's applause at Cardiff away in the FA Cup, and when we beat them 2-1.
It was the evening before Cardiff away in the FA Cup.
So 3 years then.
That was around this time.
And I was due to go on and it broke, because it was quite late it broke that, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we're going on with Rob me 3-0.
You know, send them back to Preston.
We should have beat them 3-0 at their place. We were off.
Jammy, weren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry.
If we'd have won that game, they'd be where we are now, we'd be where they are now.
I think we battered them for 25 minutes. We thought played some decent stuff.
I hope Virgin Trains have ticket inspectors on at Wigan Northwestern. Just to catch them all. Get them paying.
I hope they don't let them out.
Yeah. Right, okay. Before we move on to our last preview of the evening, which is Queen's Park Rangers away, there was a bit of an interesting story brought last night about a Wigan Athletics scout at the Champions League game between Benfica and, was it Dortmund?
Yeah.
But apparently, it wasn't. It was a chancer who said he was scouting for Wigan Athletics so he could get into the game.
They could have picked a...
Trolls UEFA, aren't they?
Yeah. But it shows you how big a club we are.
Massive.
That you can go to, you know, these far-flung places and say, I'm here for Wigan Athletics.
Oh,
and
that's scouted
on, you know, we were the next Ronaldo. And they say, oh, yes.
You know what it would have been? It would have been a Tixman on holiday with his wife. And just said, I'm snipping out love on Valentine's Day.
Go and shop for some bread.
Yeah, come back 2.5 hours later with a notepad. Full
scouting report. Yeah.
Fair play to
him. Yeah, that Marco Reus is already.
Yeah, but you got to look at that list of teams that were on there who were.
Oh no, we
allowed
were still on
there. There was just one called Manchester. So Manchester went scouting as well. City were on there, United were on there, but Manchester as well went. Fair play to whoever's let them in.
Yeah.
We should try that.
Try it.
Oh, right, yeah.
I might try it at Shirley one week. I'm here scouting
European
on.
Tour, yeah.
Try it at Latics.
I'm here scouting on behalf of Latics.
Yeah, you're not on database. You're not there. <Yeah.
laughs> You took attended previous home games.
Yeah. We'll be getting the axe. Right. QPR on Tuesday, so these games are coming thick and fast now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Thick and fast.
A couple runs for you, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're away at QPR at Loftus Road. Anybody going?
Yep.
Have you paid £30 or £10?
£10, Barry.
Well done, that's all I can say.
I'm no fool.
What about those stewards, though, if they create a line and say you're not passing us, what are you going to do?
Watch the game. Don't talk to me about QPR stewards.
Right.
Let's talk to you about QPR stewards.
Apparently they let you all at middle anyway. If there's
Go on, Rob, what's your story?
I once got arrested at QPR.
I found that hard to believe, Rob.
Yeah, well, it's the season we won the league with 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ball came in our end. 5 minutes ago. We took about, I think it was about 2,000 that day. And I had all of the ball. So going like that to keeper or offering it out and then going back, and then going
pulling it back and forward. Yeah.
And then I threw it ball behind it like that. And the stewards came in. Got grappling with me and getting a bit
like wrestling with me.
Oh yeah, my mate came in, steamrolled one of them, smacked him, got him completely clean out. I get thrown it back at them.
We don't condone football hooliganism.
I wasn't being a hooligan.
No, it's the 90s this, Barry.
All right, carry on, Rob.
Yeah, and he gets thrown out, nothing. I get locked up, bailed.
For having a bit of fun with football.
Oh, yeah. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Have you still got your banner on?
Charges dropped.
Yeah, I think they will be. All on CCTV, innocent man.
Well, weren't on CCTV.
Innocent
man. They would have missed my train as well if it weren't delayed.
Yeah.
Good old British Rail. The ever reliable British Rail.
Have you seen the movie The Primal Fear? No. It's about a man falsely accused. Yeah. Richard Gere gets him off. Little bit of a twist.
Represented myself.
Yeah. Well, you've got all to Richard Gere.
Thanks, pal.
Was it Richard's rear? What's it? Yeah, there you go. Richard Gere. The glasses. He was glasses too, wasn't he? Hey, how long are text messages? What's going on? Alright, okay. Right, QPR. Referee James Lillington from the Isle of Wight. I think we've mentioned him before.
Right for him, isn't
it? He has to get a ferry to every game that he goes to.
I'd fly to Wigan though, like to Manchester and get a train. I won't get a ferry.
It's at QPR though.
Shit. Oh, I swore then as well, you have to cut it.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, QPR, so.
Sorry, Barry.
Yeah. He'll be getting a ferry, won't he?
And Tube.
And Tube, yeah. This season he's done 23 games, issued 103 yellows and 3 reds, and he's refed us twice so far. Forest away and Villa away. Something in common with both those games.
We did ever so well, didn't we?
Yeah, we lost the poor one. This season, previously we played QPR 15 times. That's not much, is it? Have a thought a little bit more than that. 2 wins, mind you, we was in the Premier League, weren't we? While they were floundering about.
Yeah, and
they
was at top when
we were floundering. Bottom. Yeah. 15 games, we've won 2, drawn 7 and lost 6. So it's not fixed. We tend to do that well. Gareth, how's the form?
Well, if you look at the form, the last 6 games. They're not doing too sparkling at all, actually. So I'm quite optimistic about Tuesday night.
Has the new manager about worn off under Ian Holloway, do you think?
Well, it's hit rock bottom, actually. Because they haven't won in the last 5 games. They've won 1 of the last 6 winning at Reading. That's the first of the 6 games. And in the last few games, they've lost at home to Burton. And they've also lost at Blackburn, which is not the most sparkling form in the world, is it really?
No.
So they've won 1, drawn 2, and lost 3
Wolves
of the last 6.
At QPR, as well ago.
Yeah, that's not in this run, but.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Was it?
So they've got 5 points from the last 6 games, and we've won 3, drawn 1. And lost 2, so we've 10 points from our last 6 games. So our form is statistically far better than theirs.
It's a bit surprising to me that, because I thought when they came here and they beat us 1-0, although they didn't look brilliant, they didn't look a bad side either. And they were doing quite well at the time, weren't they? They was top end of the table.
A lot of teams like that though in this league, I think they don't look great. They don't look too bad.
They lost the best player to China, didn't they? Tianjin Sherry, I think his name was.
Yeah,
was he
gone? Yeah, he went to China for
The
dollar.
Yeah.
No, he supported that team as a youngster, didn't he?
What about Remy? Has he gone?
Remy?
Yeah, I know he has.
Well, yeah, they're going back for years.
Si?
Barry?
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, Gareth, how do you think we'll go on?
I think we'll smash up that boy.
Si?
Barry?
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, how are you?
Have you got some odds for us for this game?
No, because Odds Checker doesn't decide to go through to next week.
Ah,
so.
That's fair news.
I'll make them up if you want.
No. How do you think we'll go on?
I think we'll smash them.
Yeah?
2-0.
Brilliant. Adam? What? Sorry, Simon.
Sorry.
I think we'll go for one of those classic 3-0 away wins. You know, like we always have to throw one in, don't we? It's going to be QPR away. 3-0. I'll be buzzing.
Brilliant. Rob?
It's going to be easy. We're going to be confident after Saturday, and then this is us on our road to safety, like I've been saying for the past 8 weeks. 4-0.
Are they not doing a bean bag for those who can't attend due to work commitments?
They didn't ask QPR, and QPR refused because they said it would affect the gate.
Well, it's only going to affect them 30 quid for a ticket.
There's one coming up, I believe. Yeah, how do I think they'll do? Yeah, I think we'll smash them as well.
Smashing everyone.
4-0, 4th straight win, and we'll be buzzing. Talking about buzzing. Trips and rolls and what have you. Max and Paddy Perkins. It's a bit of a story about them too. coming out of the Wolves game. For some reason, they were in a car together. I don't know if it was a car or a camper van.
They were on the road to nowhere, weren't they?
On the road to nowhere. Max Power says, blink your neck, pugs. There's a sign there. That says Coventry. Coventry. So they realised they were going the wrong way on the motorway, so they had to turn around.
Slight wrong way, isn't it?
Yeah. What a couple of buffoons. What are they letting them two drive off from Wolverhampton?
Or importantly, drive our midfield.
Good grief.
Get yourself a Bratnav.
Max and Perks.
Yeah.
TV show, that. Copyrighted.
Yes. I wish I'd have been sat at the back seat listening to that when they realised.
They'd have been cracking.
You dirty pig. This is my motorhome.
How dare you?
Why weren't they on the coach?
That's what I was thinking. Why weren't they on the coach? What are they doing? You got to tell
it's
us.
For late night love.
Yeah, so there we go. Max and Perks on the road to Norway. I think we'll leave it on that, shall we?
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to next week. Hopefully, two wins, and we'll be really buzzing next week.
Yeah,
buzzing.
So it's on the road to nowhere from me.
On the road to nowhere from us.
Good
day. See ya.
No way of knowing, driving on the road to nowhere. Sponging for a living, checking out the women, riding on the road to nowhere. And we don't take shit from anyone. The only thing we wanna do is have some fun. We're Max and Paddy,
Paddy and Max.
And best of all, we don't pay council tax.
Right then, who's first?
Willy Wanker and the Chocolate Factory, take one.
You all right? How'd it go?
Hey, as luck would have it.
Need a bit of help, boys.
Do we?
Mick Bustin's the name.
There's shit in your carburetor. She's been screwed. I'll tell you that for three.
Middlewood? Middlewood? We're in the middle of a wood.
Thatch is Britain. Holy Mad Murdoch.
Oh, I ain't getting on no plane, fool. I ain't getting on no plane.
Yeah. Here, drink this milk beer.
How'd I get here?
There's a helicopter, Magnet Steel's helicopter. He got rockets on the helicopter, he got lasers out front. Get him, Magnet. Bang. I'm evil. He's chasing him in a tank, look.
And who's drawn these? You?
Yeah. That's Frank Magnet, Tony Steele.
Is he Chinese?
No, I only had a yellow felt tip. Bloody hell, where have you been?
I got lost. It's like the Blair Witch out there, you know.
Your hands are red raw. What's that you're burning? Bloody stinging nettles.
I told you not to put them shorts on.
Well, I didn't know we were going to be sleeping out here, did I? Eh, smart ass?
All right. Keep your shorts on. And what about bringing it to you through those trees there? A couple of naked women. And I mean naked. There's your meal, sir, and here's your dessert. Dink-dank-do.
What's the dessert?
Whatever you desire.
Can I have Angel Delight? I'm talking about real love now. When you feel it here.
I've felt it here. Oh, I've felt it here, my friend.
Not there. Here, in your stomach. When love comes, it's like a little butterfly. Soft and gentle, as a sigh. That she was,
What?
She was a kind of midget.
Isn't that a Queen song?